Okay. Here we are. We're in the office, which is
yes
in the meadow. We have the fake background, the crickets.
It's real.
We'll see if you can hear them.
And some kids playing around.
Yeah, they're fake too. It's all audio. But I wanted, so I'm here with Sudhanya Malik, and she was just talking, we were talking about meditation and Meditate book, and how, you know, the target of the book, and are they necessarily, you know, brand new to meditation or not? Because then I was thinking, oh, well, I guess if you already have a meditation practice, oh, well, then you're not interested because you're all good. But then she said how she just started a different type of meditation recently, and I sort of thought, oh, you can do that? But
yeah,
of course you can. So you've been meditating for a long time.
Yeah, it's been 5 years that I meditate daily. That's first thing in the morning that I like to do. Yeah. I started, like my journey started when I was really, really not feeling well, like depressed. And I wanted
to
get...
That's when I started too. Funny.
It's like, I think the most common reason why people start meditating.
I think so, yeah.
If you're not feeling well, or if you're always anxious, or if you're always like feeling unhappy. But somehow I felt like everything is perfect, but still I'm unhappy and depressed. And that had to, that really made me think, rethink complete life. Like, okay, I have a nice job, I have whatever the society told me to have, a house, a relationship, and blah blah blah, but I was still feeling like incomplete, like super superficially happy. And that's when I started actually with just 1 minute meditation. Just
one minute.
Yeah, just 1 minute, because I, of course, you don't have the patience to focus for a long time. So I just started with very, very basic for 1 minute. And then when I started, like, slowly I could build to 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Then I took a course, actually, here in Amsterdam on a proper meditation, where I got initiated also on certain yoga and meditation techniques and stuff like that. So since then I have been doing for 20 minutes daily, but sometimes I can easily go to for 40 minutes, 1 hour. It doesn't take much of effort.
Yeah.
Some days even 10 minutes is also difficult, but with time I see that it's getting better and better. So that's like, it's like as important as me to brush. So that's like, that's one of the self disciplines I have realized that you need to have.
It's non-negotiable.
To to be your best version. It's not for anybody, it's for yourself. And and that made me actually really creative, actually hyper creative. And I started actually writing poems, books, and doing I refound my interest in dance, also with public speaking, all these kind of things which I always dreamed of, but I thought they are very dangerous to do, and I never had the courage. But then I can give a lot of credit to meditation that it felt like, hey, I know it is difficult, but I have the courage, and I would give.
You said dangerous. What do you mean dangerous?
Like it seems scary, right, to be in the stage and speak in front of 100 people and think, what are they thinking, and the whole fear of being judged or criticized, or the feeling like, who am I to give my opinion, or who am I to talk about this topic, or who am I to even, be a specialist, these kind of things. which I would think before. Now, of course, I don't think at all. Sometimes I do. But I feel like meditation helped me get over all these kind of self-limiting beliefs, which I thought that before is not possible.
I've never heard of it starting with 1 minute meditation. That's fantastic, because I think a lot of people say, oh, I don't have time for an hour in my newly decorated yoga room of the house. It doesn't exist. But a minute, I mean, we all have a minute.
Yeah, and I did it actually while going in bus to my work. That's how I started. Wow. Like, I was like, okay, I am not giving any extra time in the bus. I have to sit for 20 minutes. I know my focus is like randomly going around. Let me close my eyes for 1 minute and just try to, you know, focus on one topic, or like just like be aware what's going on in my mind. And because that's the max I could do. Like I thought so.
Yeah. That's at that time, limit. That was the max you
time.
Could handle.
Yeah, like that's like that was actually like a lot for that time, and that's the thing about developing any skill. You don't need to be expert on day one.
Yeah.
You just can just start like even below basic level because you make an attempt. At that time, I never knew that I could meditate for 20 minutes or 40 minutes, but now I know that I can. And also the other side is that you can get addicted to it. Some people do.
Yeah.
But for me, it was like a way to recharge my mind always. And then I have been doing it regularly, and that really made my awareness higher and higher. And then I started exploring more books and techniques and like things on like meditation techniques, which will just expand my perspective. And if something resonated, I definitely tried it once in a while or something. And that's the thing with learning a skill, right? You want to be better and better and better.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but if 1 minute can already give you positive effect, then you think, oh, I want to get better at this, I want to do more of this.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's really exciting, because I think so many people I talk to, they just, I can just see it. They're like, oh, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
But then what's hard to get across is, you're going to get back any time you put in, like double.
Yeah, and
more.
Actually, like, I really recently read a quote from Arianna Huffington, who maybe the most busiest woman in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and she said, she actually said, and actually I also feel so, that if you are busy, that's even a bigger reason to meditate.
Yeah.
Because by investing that 20 minutes, you're actually freeing up much more time in your whole day than just being randomly busy the whole day.
Yeah.
Because you have much more focus. You are much more productive. You have much more clarity on the things that you want, and also what's important for you. You can be doing very like a lot of things, but maybe it's not helping you to be happier or achieve your goals. You're just keeping yourself busy so that you don't still your mind and face your own, you know, emotions.
Yeah. There are so many tangents for meditation. We've been talking for 10 minutes or something, and I have to like narrow myself to not go off on 25 different topics. But one topic I did want to talk about was how I didn't even know you started with 1 minute. That's really, I mean, that we could stop right there and we're already good, you know, because if somebody said, oh, you can only do 1 minute, I didn't know that, how do you do that, let me do that, you know, and get somebody started, that's already good. But what you said intrigued me was, you said you've been meditating for 5 years. Oh, and recently I've been doing something new.
Yeah.
And I am guilty of doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I like it and it works. And so I do try new stuff occasionally, but I often go back to my same old, which is like the same old awesomeness. I mean, the same old, this is great.
Yeah.
But trying new stuff, and then that's what brought you to try something new?
And
how did you get started? And what are you doing?
So I always, I'm kind of a learnaholic also. I kind of love to learn a lot of new things and like read new things. And recently I read a book by Vishen Lakhiani. He's the founder of Mind Valley, and he's like, he has this really cool online personal growth platform. And I read his book recently, and he spoke about, again, a lot about meditation and stuff like that. And he has this six-phase meditation technique. And I thought that, let me just try it. And I knew about it like many years back. Actually, it was not something new.
Mm-hmm.
But then after hearing his book, The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, there was a section on forgiveness. And that section was so brilliant, that how much resentment we hold in our hearts for ourselves, for the people around us, and for like for our loved ones, and it's not more about them, but it's actually more about you, and that is bringing you down and making you actually not be your best self. So you are not exploring your potential to the highest. And they were like, really, like, the insights he gave on forgiveness was so inspiring that I thought that, I want to go to the next level in my life. And I think I need to do a lot of more work on myself if I want my dreams to come true. And I have done a lot, I would say. But still, you know, when you are a dreamer, you want to always reach to that next
dream
level.
More. Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, to go to the next level, I need to also work on myself to the next level. And I took a vacation for 3 weeks at work just to reframe myself and relax. And one of the things I wanted in my vacation as part of the bucket list was to do this forgiveness exercise meditation at the end of the day. So I still do my daily meditation like I do in the morning, my routine. But then I, just for these 3 weeks, I have purposely imbibed this forgiveness exercise at night. And it's been 1 week, and I already feel like, I think it's working. And like, because in the meditation, you have to always think of things which you think that it's okay to forgive, or if you think that you have forgiven yourself, or you think like it's I have let go. But still, when you think about the whole event that has given you a pain, or like about which you whole you have that resentment, that when the whole pain comes up, then I realize that, oh my God, there is a lot inside. I have to work on it a lot more. It's just like I'm trying to be strong and I'm trying to be brave, and I'm just holding on a lot of baggage unnecessarily. And then I realize that this is really effective. Like I don't know if I'll carry on for the rest of my life again with this, but it kind of felt like, yeah, it's helpful. It's extremely helpful.
So you said it's sort of more to do with you, your own, because you're carrying more of this than this other person you're forgiving. It's less to do with them.
Totally. And the thing is that there are people who will wrong us, and it's a genuine case. Like, I'm not saying that some people get offended even with nothing. I'm not even saying that. There are cases where people genuinely do injustice to you. And then it's very hard to forgive them because they have done something really wrong to you. But the main pain that goes through is in your heart. It's like you cannot forgive that person, and hence you can never get over trusting a person. Like maybe on that topic, or with your relationships, or maybe with yourself. In general, you have this distrust towards humanity, that if this person can do to me, then in general these kind of people coming from these kinds of backgrounds with a similar country, you start, you know, stereotyping, and maybe unknowingly you are judging people. and you are keeping yourself away from a lot of opportunities. So so in, especially in those cases where people have really genuinely wronged you, to forgive to forgive that person is actually very much healing to you. And also to forgive yourself also, because of course you are realizing that how stupid I was 10 years back, or how stupid I did to somebody else, or how rude I was to my parent during that day. And that's why you are judging yourself and also criticizing yourself constantly. And also to forgive yourself, to be a bit less harsh on yourself. That also relieves a lot of, you know, the energy that you hold within. So I felt like, this is like time to time, I would like to do this kind of, you know, new techniques which reveals that, oh, I never knew that I had this burden in me.
You know, I see it like, I'm not a musician, but I know enough about music to know that if I can play the piano, then I can play the violin more easily because I can read music, for example. And I think with meditation, because you're an experienced meditator, you say, oh, look, there's a new meditation practice for forgiveness. You say, oh, I can try that. And I think you're maybe more comfortable than, hey, let's just go give it a go and see what happens. And that's pretty cool. But so on that note, I think then if you come in, if you're new to meditation and you're coming in, and first of all, if you think I can do it a minute a day, there's no reason not to. But then once you get more practice, then you can find what works for you and what you know, methodology or somebody to follow or some type of meditation. Then that doesn't matter. That's, I think, also what I'm trying to do here is also not say, you have to do this kind of meditation and you have to do it every day at 6 a.m. and for, you know, this amount of time or whatever. But just anything. I think it's just such a good thing in general that I'm just such a
proponent. Basic. Basic.
So basic, but most people don't do it, I think.
It's how we have built a society. Like 100 years back, showering was also not basic. So it's time.
The showering is still not basic for my son, really.
So you see?
You see? We haven't completely evolved. Wow.
So I think like it's high time that, and that's one of the work that I want to do also as part of my contribution to the society, is to bring more awareness on this topic and also to make it, give my contribution to make it basic, really basic.
Accessible.
Accessible. Like, and also, you know, approach big social forums to actually create more awareness and, you know, rules around this. Because one of the biggest disabilities that we have in today's world is actually mental health. And if we do something as basic as meditation, so much of the world pains, so much of the world issues will be just resolved. We don't need to invest so much of money on army and weapons and all these things. If we just have this basic care towards our own self, we are so powerful.
Okay, so on that note, we have to close this because we just went from 1 minute in the bus to solving all of the world's problems. So, and we did that in whatever number of minutes here. But the reason I want to stop is because I think we have, there's so much more to talk about. And there are so many tangents we can go off on. And as I also really try to do in my books and our summit. By the way, Sudanya and I are, I don't know what time you're going to hear this, but in October of 2020, we are doing an online summit for Create and creating. And ideally, we will also have one on Meditate at some point in the near future. But for now, we've got a minute in the bus and we're already solving all the world's problems. So I think things are going pretty well here in our office meadow. Hopefully you can hear some of the crickets, and I will not edit those out. And thanks so much for being here, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Bradley.